You know, it's a simple way for simple people. That's why the gospel is not complicated. You just humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. You open your heart and say, Lord, I don't understand all this, but I do know from personal experience when you came into my life and I asked you to come into my life, I still had a lot of problems. I got 6 weeks after I accepted Christ into my life, made a renewed commitment to him. I got fired from the job that I had, making a lot of money. Thought I was secure. So just because you accept Christ into your life, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be smooth and the way it goes, but you can address it with the hope, the peace, the calmness. And you say, oh Lord, I need you. Let me crawl up on your lap today. You can do that when you accept Christ into your life. You can say, hey, I want to crawl up on your lap if you just hold me. I got some real problems going on down here in this earth. And I know if it wasn't for that gift of eternal life, that I'd be a basket case also. But give us the wisdom. You also told us that we are in the world, not of the world. But we got to deal with this worldly mess. But we don't have to have despair doing it. The fortress of hope, the Lord Jesus Christ, came into this world to experience everything that we experience. Even coming through the birth canal. God wanted to get rid of the original sin that happened back in the garden. So how could that be? Oh, he probably just put his little fingers in a little bit. But he said, you know, I know my creation is hurting. I wasn't there. I'm just thinking that's what God was saying. I know my creation is hurting. What can I do to get that message to them? He said, I know. I know the human heart, but I also know that I have to come into this world, not as God, not as a spirit, but we have to come into this world just like everybody else went into the world through the birth canal, growing in wisdom and stature, taking on the things of being in a relationship with God. And then when he got to the right age, he declared his ministry. That's why he understood everybody when he would talk to them. Even his friend. You know, the shortest verse in the Bible is he wept when he found out that his friend Lazarus had died. So he understands human emotions. That's what makes him such a perfect savior. He knows our humanity, but he also knows our spirituality. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this little community known as Bethel, the United Methodist Church. The people here, Lord, are just so faithful to keeping this ministry alive in spite of the pandemic. Such a wonderful, wonderful gift to have people around this humble pastor that believe and know that you are God. Thank you for this day, Lord. Give us wisdom and grace as we go forward from this place.
In Jesus' name, amen.